Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Right about now. And so it begins, the 2 o'clock hour with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. It's underway. Thanks for making us a part of your Tuesday. We'll walk you right up to the Braves and the Marlins right here on this radio frequency, as you heard from DT, Lil D. Travis d'Arnaud, the world's hottest home run hitter, will join us coming up in just a couple of moments. Our 2 o'clock hour is brought to you by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast premier home exterior solution. It's quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co.
CO!
Let's start with our headlines, brought to you by...
Brought to you by my friend Peter.
What would Peter's tagline be?
He sucks.
He's not much of a friend. Actually, our headlines are delivered by our sister station, Extra. 106.3 FM, they're right down the hall. You can tune in mornings to hear the Extra Morning Show with Carlos, Tug, and Rhino. Then listen all day until the Kimmer Semper Fi with the Extra app today. Before we get to Braves and Travis d'Arnaud, before we would ever cover anything in the NBA playoffs, anything with the Falcons draft, we must get to a top story. Chuck, this one's going to move you.
Where?
A Japanese woman was having laser surgery on her cervix when she farted, igniting the laser and setting herself on fire.
I don't think that was the language in the Associated Press.
Wait for it. That's our top story.
Reuters did not say that. Associated Press did not phrase it.
I'm not sure what the source on this is, but the headline read, Japanese woman having surgery on her cervix. She farted, igniting the laser, and setting herself on fire.
World, like Weekly World News or National Enquirer. It's always in Pakistan or Japan or somewhere that's not here.
You would think the surgeon would have a protocol for that. I mean, this can't be the first time that's happened.
And why is it never in Brunswick?
I don't know. That's what I mean. You would think, all right, what do we do if she's on the table and this happens? We got to have a plan B.
Like a magnet in the MRI.
Something. You always have to have some kind of prep for something going wrong on the table. That's what I've heard. From doctors and surgeons. All right, no way to segue from our top story to the top story for the Braves other than to tell you Travis d'Arnaud is on a heater. And I hope we don't affect that heater because he's kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Travis, we appreciate the time. I'd ask you how you are, but I kind of know the answer.
I'm doing good. Just kind of riding this wave out and just having fun winning more than anything.
Now, I don't typically ask questions in interviews I already know the answer to, but I feel pretty confident. I'm going to do it anyway for fun. Did you ever hit 5 home runs in a little league season in an 8
no.
at-bat span?
In a season?
No, an 8 at-bat span. Yeah.
No. Heck no.
What's the closest to this in an 8 or 10 at-bat span? You're like, oh, my God, the ball is flying off my bat that you've ever had before.
Maybe I've done it before, but they were all singles or they were lineouts. You know, it's wild that I'm getting rewarded with home runs. Just trying to do the same thing I've always done.
So last night I really appreciated, and this is going to be an old school reference for some of the young Brave men. There was some Carlton Fisk, which is, you know, simpatico for the catcher. You were trying to keep that ball fair last night. Like when you're in the middle of a heater, that happens. Otherwise, if you were 1 for your last 18, that ball goes foul.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it was cool. That was wild. Off the bat, it looked like it was going to stay true. And that little hop I was doing, just making sure to not go too far in case it went foul. And fortunately for me, it hit off that foul pole.
There's a little bit being made about, and he wasn't even expecting to play every day, maybe once, you know, behind plate every 4 or 5 days, and now it's every day. You're a major league ball player, and you've been a catcher in the bigs for like 10 years. Is that a big deal that you were anticipating being a backup, but now you're in the lineup every night?
No, not at all. I mean, me and Murph do such a great job together. A two-headed monster is better than one. Last year, at this time of the year, he was picking me up when I was going through my little IL stint, so we have each other's back at all times, and I'm here to do whatever the team needs and to try to win every single series.
All right, Travis, you're a great teammate. I can hear that from your teammates, and you guys have this great relationship inside the clubhouse. But you said on the MLB Network, Marcell Ozuna, about 4 or 5 days ago, did something to help you, whether it was with your swing or your ABs, and now all of a sudden you've gone on this heater. What did he do?
You know, if other players and other scouts weren't listening, I would say it to a full extent, but to sum it up, it was basically I was lunging. I was losing my lower half, and it was causing a lot of issues in my upper half. And for me, I'm normally a handsy guy, so I immediately thought it was my upper body was the issue, but everything was stemming from my lower half. And he helped me realize that and was able to show me visually with everything. And it's been working, I'll tell you that.
All right, so last night, let's talk Bryce Elder, because I'll admit, the first inning, I got spooked by all the traffic. Tell me what you were seeing out there on the mound, because he acted like he just kept throwing the next pitch and got out of the inning and no runs, and the team went from there.
Yeah, he was his normal self, where he's always calm, cool, and collected. Obviously, being a contact pitcher versus a strikeout pitcher, you know you're going to give up a string of hits in a row. So for him to kind of know who he is and to just stay calm and trust in the defense behind him, he was able to get out of that first inning, and then from there, he went on a roll. I'm pretty sure the next 3 innings, he threw 10 pitches each inning, just attacking guys and not being scared of contact. I know strikeouts and everything are sexy, but that game is equally as beautiful. It's a totally different game, but it's a part of baseball that I don't think people should forget or shy away from. It keeps your whole team involved. Everybody's on their toes and ready to make plays for you. And it's fun having him on the mound too, because like everybody's involved and everybody picks each other up for making great plays. And that's what happened yesterday.
I will add, that was a 2-hour and 17-minute game, to your point, right? Not a lot of deep counts, a lot of contact. Yeah. And yeah, it was a quick one. Travis d'Arnaud is with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. What is your routine in the middle of a run when things are going well? How superstitious are you, and how will you continue to do those same things leading up to game times?
I do the same thing every series. You know, if I'm doing well, if I'm doing bad, I try to be the same all the time. I was fortunate enough to play with guys like David Wright, guys like Curtis Granderson, who if they were struggling, they just stayed the same the whole time. There's no need to get too high, no need to get too low. So my routine is first day of the series, hit on the field, second day, hit off a machine, and just keep doing that, keep trusting the process. I know right now I'm hot, but it's only game 22. You know, I got to keep going. It's a really long season, and hopefully we play through October into November, and to have the the goals associated with that versus this cool little stint that I've done over the last few days, I think is more important.
How does 35-year-old Travis d'Arnaud's body feel after catching 9 innings as opposed to 25-year-old? How discernibly different is it?
To be honest, this one knee catching is helping a lot. I think back in the day, being on two knees all the time, especially in high pressure situations, like when runners get on, it was a lot more taxing on my body. Where now it's not nearly as close to taxing on my body. So, I get sore still, but fortunately for me and for everybody on the team, we have a great training staff that helps us recover and helps us focus on recovering. And I feel good. I feel good. I mean, like I said, we're 20 games in. It's a long way to go. But as long as I stick with my routine and focus on recovery, I should be okay.
All right, we're going to play It's on the Internet. It has to be true. In high school, someone threw you a pitch that hit the dirt 3 feet in front of home plate. You hit a blind drive to the outfield base hit anyway and earned the nickname Cricket. Is that accurate or not?
That's accurate. That was a double to right center. It bounced, and I hit a double to right center.
Well, the internet is true in this case.
You have validated the internet then. That's good.
Yeah. Travis, run me through your pitchers now. I'm curious, who is the starter who talks the most between innings to you?
Max, just because, he has 6 different pitches. So we talk about everything. What do I see from him that day? What does he feel that day? What do we see from each hitter that day? What do we see with his mechanics? What do we see with his thoughts? Just every little thing we talk about, just so when he's on the mound, he feels the most comfortable and is ready to get people out.
Charlie strikes me as he doesn't say a word.
Me and Charlie talk. He does such a great job on scouting that he knows how to get every type and style of hitter out. So for him, it's just stay calm, laugh, joke. If I see something small, maybe mention something small, but he knows what he's doing, and I just try to, and me and Murph just try to keep him in a good mood.
Has Sale shaken you off? Because he claims he hasn't shaken off a catcher since like high school. And does he scare you when he gets emotionally out of whack?
The only time he's shaken off is when we ask him to shake off. So no, he hasn't shaken off. As far as the emotional stuff you said, we're still learning him. We've only caught him like 4 games during the regular season. Obviously spring training is spring training, but when you get the real lights on, we've really only caught him 4 times. So we're still learning him. I do like what I see though. He's got a lot more fastball command than I think I ever thought he had. And that slider, 2,500 career strikeouts, that slider has a lot to do with it. That thing's nasty. It's hard for me to catch sometimes. Like, I have to dive to catch the ball sometimes. It moves so late, and it's so nasty. And another thing he has that's kind of an equalizer is his changeup. It's gross, and I don't think people realize how gross that pitch is, especially when he's got 96, 97 in his back pocket as well.
Travis d'Arnaud with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. You've talked a lot about the chemistry in that clubhouse. You've talked about joking around in game, in innings with Olsen. You've talked about the way everybody gets along. Some claim people make too much about that. Other teams think, God, I wish I had the Brave chemistry. So try to lay that out to the listener, how important it is, that group you guys have for 6 months together.
It's something that I've learned from Alex, actually. It's when you have good people and good vibes going on, it makes the lulls a lot shorter. Because everybody's rooting for each other. Everyone's trying to pick each other up. Everyone has each other's back. So it makes the lows a lot shorter. And over 180, 190 games, that's very important. You want to show up to work every day with a smile. You actually want to be there and to have people around you and be surrounded by people who always make you feel good and make you laugh, even if you're joking around. It's definitely a game changer in a season and in a sport that's played every single day. It's very, very hard.
So a lot of your teammates have pointed to you as the guy who would make the great manager when he's done playing. Is that something you're interested in?
I wish it was as simple as an answer that I could give you right now, but that's a conversation that is with my family, with my wife, my kids, my dad, my mom, my nephews. That's a longer conversation than I can just give a quick yes or no.
So, Guillorme on the roster now, the beard game, the facial hair up and down, man, very strong. You take pride in that? You're kind of an OG in that?
Yes, yes. I'm an OG because it took me 30 years to finally attach my mustache to my goatee. So I'm very proud of my beard.
I know what that's like. Yeah. You know. But before we let you go, Travis, we were talking about this before you came on, that you've settled in here. And for a guy who's bounced around a lot of places, do you sense like there's a love affair? The fans love Travis d'Arnaud. He's on a World Series champion. He was a starting catcher for that team. You've now been here 5 years. Do you sense your place that when you retire, you'll come back, celebrate that championship team and hopefully more as an Atlanta Brave? What does that mean to you?
Yes, I envision that happening. I have a bottle of Louis XIII ready for whenever that happens to share with the guys. It's something that I'll never forget, and I'm sure this city will never forget. Nothing that any player on that team or any coach, any staff member, any front office person, any owner will forget. And I'm just so grateful that I was able to be a part of it. And I'm really looking forward to that day whenever they re-celebrate the 2021 World Series champs.
All right, this is really personal stuff. I mean, not going to talk about your 1099 too much, but if you look at career earnings, and against the backdrop of you're thankful and every major leaguer makes good money, et cetera, but you've been able to finally have that sort of exhale like, okay, this is not a one-year deal, and it's not just for minimum-ish money. Since you've come to Atlanta, this has been a like the real sort of financial exhale, maybe, is a way to put it.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. I think when you get to a certain point where you don't have to worry about getting food on the table for your kids or worried about making sure they're in a bed and have clothes on their back, I think is a very big comfort. And I'm grateful and thankful that this game has given me an opportunity to supply that for my family. Another thing that's tough to give is time, and I'm grateful that I'm able to give my time to this city and to this organization to help not only myself, but any young kid, any older guy, just to make them smile, make them feel good, and hopefully brighten up their day. But from a financial standpoint, I'm just grateful and thankful, and never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be where I'm at today.
Venmo me like 10 or 15 bucks.
Oh, hush. I'm
working radio.
He's got to go catch a major league game.
Not the same. Travis, continued success. Love watching what's happened here late. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thanks for having me, guys. Good talking to you.
Yeah, it was fun. Travis d'Arnaud, Braves catcher. 5 home runs in 8 at bats is quite the heater. Now, if that gets ruined tonight, it's our fault. I can't live with that. He needs to go yard tonight just so we're not blamed for any of this stuff. What if he hits 2 tonight? Does he come on tomorrow? Oh, if he hits 2 tonight, tomorrow same time. That's what we look forward to. You'll get to hear Travis and the Braves go at it tonight. Game 2 of 3 with the Fish at 7:20 here on The Fan. All right, coming up, today's a good day to honor the Iceman and to roast the goat. We'll tell you about it next.
No barking from the dog, no smog, and Mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. Today was a good day.
Yeah, it was a good day.
It's a good day with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. We wish a happy 47th birthday to Andrew Jones.
It's Andrew.
I can say it with confidence, future Hall of Famer. I'm sorry to John Miller, who decided he was going to take Andrew and make it Andrew. Happy birthday to number 25.
I will say the Braves, they realized they were going to get pantsed. It's a really bad look when you go in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but your number's not retired from your own team.
Let's rectify that quickly.
They took some corrective action because he is going to the Hall of Fame. By golly, he should.
Eventually, he will get there.
400 bombs and 10 gold gloves. Okay, and he's a champion?
Listen, you don't get a yell. Well, no, he never won a championship.
Oh, that's right. He was a rookie in 96.
By a year. Yeah.
That's right.
It's okay. You still put him in, though. It's okay. Here, who is Good Day brought to us by?
Make your next vehicle purchase quick, easy, and convenient with a Jim Ellis Expressway at jimellis.com. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
So the Lakers lost last night to the Nuggets. If you didn't see it late into the night, Jamal Murray hit a jumper at the buzzer. So LeBron and the Lakers are down 2-0. And for the first time in LeBron's career, a team he plays for is down 2-0 in the opening round of the NBA playoffs. But instead of talking about Jamal Murray's game-winning shot after the game, Mad Bron wanted to talk about the replay center in Secaucus and why we even have it.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the f*** do we have a replay center? This is going to go. It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't ask you a question, but that shit is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Nick game too. What are we doing?
Potty talk unnecessary. Mic drop was awesome. Now he is right. D'Angelo Russell did get hit in the face. I mean, there's like no questioning that. And he's right about what happened with Maxey getting mugged at the end of the Sixer Nick game. But Mad Bron was going to get it all out.
It's not going to hurt the Sixers, though. They're going to come back and win. That's been guaranteed.
I still think that has seven-game series written all over it. I really do.
Embiid can make it happen.
He can, if he stays on the floor. Matt Ryan had his goodbye presser yesterday in Flowery Branch. Job well done by all parties. We'll talk more about that coming up. But
Statue.
What?
Nothing. What?
Where's the statue of Flowery Branch or by MBS?
Just keep rolling.
Okay, you're doing great. Matt got emotional, and this is a little bit longer, but his voice is always cracked since the day he got here, but you could hear even more cracks as he thanked his wife, Sarah, for helping him through his 15-year career.
I would not have had the career that I had without you.
Shut that kid up.
And I prided myself on coming into the building every day with the same mindset and being consistent for my teammates. But I know I wasn't that for you when I came home. And you are the one person on the planet who saw how it was really every day for me. And I would not have been able to ride the highs or to endure the lows without your support. And I know that meant a lot of sacrificing on your end. I just want to tell you thank you.
That's a boss move. That's the ultimate boss move at the goodbye presser, to thank your wife. And now everybody got to hear him just say his verbal love letter, Sarah. Great job, Sarah Ryan. Here's one more from Matt. He was asked by our own home team, Brandon Leak, what it means to be mentioned with some of the all-time greats in Atlanta sports.
I'm just proud to be a part of it. There's some unbelievable athletes who have come through Atlanta. You know, whether you're talking about Dominique or Chipper or you name the pitcher for the Braves, right? Like, there's just some unbelievable guys that have come through this city and been able to play at a high level for a long time. And just to even be mentioned, you know, with those guys, to me, you know, I think back of those Braves guys. They, like, ruined my childhood growing up as a Phillies fan. So then I got to meet them, and I'm like, really? Like, so, you know, to be a part of that conversation is special to me.
He is a part of it. I mean, you can start doing the list of guys. He's definitely on it. And finally, we have something to circle on the calendar. May 5th, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, The Roast of Tom Brady is coming to Netflix, hosted by Kevin Hart. Here's a little trailer.
The man, the arena, The Roast of Tom Brady, live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No f***ing problem.
The greatest roast of all time. Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
Belichick there, yes or no?
That makes it.
They make the call, Netflix.
That makes it.
Yeah, Netflix has to call. And Bill's not doing anything. If Bill wants to change the image, and that's been a big part of what this year off is going to be, this would be a great chance. Now, the Comedy Central roast, I mean, if you're not familiar with them, they will go at you. Everybody on the dais, including the main event, which will be Brady, they will go at you. Deflategate, Gisele Bündchen,
they let the
all of it.
The daughter that got called the disgusting little pig, didn't
Rumor
she?
Rumor Willis went up and roasted her dad and just held no holds barred. That's what it can be. So the two biggest things that Netflix will ever do will be on this summer. This will get a huge number, and then it'll be topped when we get Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Get your Netflix now.
I don't even know Jake Paul, and I want Mike Tyson to beat him up.
Well, that's fine.
Like, he's the easy, oh, yeah, me too.
I don't mean to get distracted by that, but let me just tell you. Anybody who's expecting any entertainment value out of that, you're barking up the wrong tree. It's going to be two guys circling each other for 2 minutes.
Hang on.
An old guy and one guy who's not a fighter. That's it.
If Mike decides to pour it out for like 60 seconds.
Can't do it.
He can take the risk. Now, at second 61, he may have his hands down beside his thighs.
I'm just saying.
Can't lift his gloves.
Keep your expectations low. I'm going to watch it.
If he decides to do classic Mike Tyson bell rings, he runs.
He can't.
He's 60.
For 60 seconds, he could.
You're 60. Well, almost. You can't do anything.
Wow.
You're close. You can't do the things you once did at 60.
I can't for 60 seconds.
It's now been 470 days since anybody around here thought it was a good idea to win a championship.
This is ruining a perfectly good day when I just washed my car.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.